You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
To live a healthy and balanced life, we always want to address eating the right foods for our body to prevent illness, disease, prevent pain, as well as to be fit and trim. But what about our skin health? Your skin is your body's largest and fastest growing organ. And my guest here today is to share, he's going to share the top 10 foods to prevent signs of aging and decrease your risk of developing skin cancer. Please welcome to the show a premier cosmetic dermatologist, Dr. Sanjeev Sani. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Bennett?
Awesome. Now I want to jump in because you got some great information. And those are 10 foods that will help us look and feel better about our skin. Let's go to number one.
Chocolate. Cocoa actually is one of my favorite foods. It's been shown in a study over a 12-week period to improve the texture of the skin and reduce the signs of aging. It has compounds in it called flavones that are actually very nice in as an antioxidant and also helping out the texture. Most important thing is to get one that's 70% cacao, and as little as 2 squares a day actually can improve the appearance of aging. And it
well,
was
that's
thought
a...
in...
Yes.
Oh, and it was thought that the acne was chocolate was related to acne. And I always address that with patients first because it really has been disproved unequivocally. It's not the chocolate. It's actually the sugar content in the foods that aggravate acne and aging.
Oh, that's a very good point because I was just going to make that note. It's not just the sugar, but it's also the dairy, the milk. So I like the dark chocolate. And I'm assuming when you say high levels of cacao, that's what you want, the dark, darkest of dark.
Yes, absolutely, Dr. Suzanne.
Great, great. What's number two?
Olive oil. And about the nice thing about olive oil is 75% of the fat, and olive oil is a good fat. It's monounsaturated fatty acids, which also plays a role in boosting the skin's health and making the skin look younger. The other thing is it also has antioxidants in it, polyphenols that can also eliminate damaging free radicals in the skin.
Now, you're saying eating it regularly, like 2 to 3 tablespoons a day. What do you think the amount?
I usually recommend 2 tablespoons or equivalent. I myself love an olive oil and vinaigrette dressing at midday for my salad, and I find that that's an easy way to do it. To get the maximum benefit, you don't want to heat it up too much. So, and the thing is, you want to ingest it. And get a good quality olive oil. There are a lot of very good ones out now. And doing 2 to 3 tablespoons a day is usually what I recommend for patients.
Yum. You know, one of my favorites is actually Greek olive oil, and it goes perfect with your next food, which is tomatoes.
Yes, tomatoes are our friend. The tomatoes have an antioxidant in them called lycopene. And the levels of lycopene actually are higher in cooked processed tomatoes, believe it or not. But lycopenes are excellent because of several reasons. It's an antioxidant by itself, but also in studies that people who would eat the equivalent of 2.5 tablespoons of tomato paste a day or ingesting it in tomato sauce, that equivalent amount, they actually it improved their protection from sun damage and sunburn. It actually was very protective towards the skin also. So that's one of my favorite high antioxidant foods. And it's interesting, too, because the tablets that contain lycopene were not shown to be as protective as the natural source of tomatoes. So this is another one that I oftentimes recommend to patients. Eat the natural food as much as possible rather than trying to take a supplement in certain things.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love tomato paste. I use the one that's not in a can because I don't like the metal, but it's in a glass. And, of course, we always want organic tomato paste. So walnuts, that's your number four.
Walnuts are excellent. They're full of copper. It's a mineral that improves collagen production. If you don't have enough copper, what copper does is it cross-links collagen and enables collagen to be built up, but it also stabilizes it and keeps that lovely texture of collagen. As we age, one of the signs of aging is the level of collagen we were born with as a baby tends to diminish as we get older, and that's why the skin starts to lose its texture. A lot of the things that we do in cosmetic procedures is to actually cause the skin to regenerate a new layer of collagen and build it up. And eating a few walnuts a day, studies have shown, also can improve your skin's texture also.
I love walnuts, and I know that, you know, when it comes to making sure that collagen, I think collagen is one of the most important factors in keeping more youthful, glowing, tight skin. Now, what's your next superfood here?
Oatmeal. And oatmeal also is great because it has best type of oatmeal is steel-cut oatmeal. That's less processed than other types of oatmeal, so it retains vitamins. But fiber-containing oatmeal and other foods that have high fiber also help keep your blood sugar in check and help keep it from peaking and going up. It's a low glycemic food, which means you won't get peaks of high sugar levels. And high glycemic foods like pure sugar, white bread, those have been associated with increasing levels of acne. It was interesting because in one study, when kids actually changed their diet to low glycemic foods, their acne scores actually improved 50%. I think that's just tremendous.
Wow, that's great. That's absolutely great. We only have about a minute, so we've got a few more still to go. If you can go ahead and share with us what those foods are, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Next one, berries, any kind, blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, and plums also. Anything that has color in them, they have antioxidants that protect skin from free radicals and sun damage. Kale is another one that I really like a lot because it's got lutein and zeaxanthin. It's a great one that also protects from sun damage. Rosemary also helps reduce risk of melanoma, and the herb's full of antioxidants, too. And the other superfood is soy. That actually, in studies, has shown to help keep the skin from sagging and aging. And oysters. Oysters contain dietary zinc, which is important in the growth and function of skin cells. And some people have some studies have shown that some people suffering from acne may actually have low zinc levels. So that's one of the other superfoods that I also tell patients about.
These are such a great list. So important to be able to eat this daily. Every day, you know, if you could put in your chocolate, maybe one or two pieces, as you say, Dr. Sani, as well as olive oil. We've got the tomatoes that you can put on, and this is cooked tomatoes and even possibly cooked tomato soup. We've got the walnut, and which is so high in the monounsaturated fats, but also so good for your collagen. We've got the oatmeal and, of course, the superfoods that are the berries, the blueberries, the strawberries with super antioxidants and the colors of that are protectant. He talked about the kale and rosemary, soy and oysters. Dr. Sani, this was wonderful. Thanks so much for all the great tips. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And okay, so everyone, if you want more information on Dr. Sani, please visit my Wellness for Life show on Radio MD. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.